What happens when you put a career-focused woman with two kids trying to balance home and work life in a room with a microphone? Lots of laughter, tears, and great advice. Welcome to Two Kids and a Career. I have been so excited to have this episode's guest on. I think you were one of the first people I contacted, Rachel. I'm so excited to have you. Let me introduce you. Rachel Sauter, owner of Leopard Boutique. Leopard Boutique can be found locally in St. Louis, three locations, St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Maplewood.
That's right.
Oh, but also online, yes. leopardboutique.com.
Yes, yes.
Let me tell the story.
Oh my gosh, please do. And I've been looking forward to this also. So let's do it.
Okay.
Tell my story.
So Leopard Boutique is, well, I will say for me, boutique can be a word that is very off-putting because I think sometimes women think a boutique is super expensive. And mm-hmm. I promise we're going to get to the mom part of this, but this is also mom issues here too. So women think boutique is super expensive and you have to be a size small to fit into clothes at boutiques. Wouldn't you say that's an overall kind of thought process?
Absolutely. And it is, you're just going right to the base of why we opened Leopard Boutique, exactly, because it does not have to be like that.
So I ventured into your location in St. Charles, which is close to where I live, and noticed, oh, well, some of these things are fairly reasonable. And oh, they have, I'm not a size small. I'm a medium to large kind of girl. And so I started noticing that. Well, fast forward, it was, well, I would have to say Lou was probably a little over one. Let's do the math here. I think it was November, December, a couple years ago. And I was at a place for work and it was an outdoor mall. And I see this pop-up shop and it's Leopard Boutique, the one that I had went to in St. Charles. And it was a sign. And so I walk in and I'm doing my shopping. There's this cute little lady sitting at the counter and another cute little lady talking to her. And there's this baby in her carrier on the floor. And I'm like, oh my gosh, hi. And we just started talking. And you didn't know I was on the radio. You didn't know anything about me. And well, how old was the youngest at that time?
Like a month.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, because
she
thought.
She was probably about a month old.
Mm-hmm. I looked at you and I thought, what the heck are you doing here? And you look amazing. And so we started talking about Leopard and how you really wanted to create this boutique for all sizes, all women, all different as far as being able to afford it. And so I fell in love and I became an instant client. I love what I get from you guys. I love what you do. I love what you have on social media. I love what everything is about.
Well, thank you so much. It still almost brings tears to my eyes just to hear you talk about your experience and to know that other women are having the same experience. It is just exactly why we opened Leopard Boutique. I grew up in South City, not shopping in boutiques, always loving fashion. I always knew I wanted to have my own clothing store. I played store in my mom's closet. This was always what I wanted to do. I went to school for fashion in LA and in Chicago, always with the dream of opening a boutique that was a place for women. And I have grown and evolved so much since we opened 7 years ago that our vision, what was my vision, has evolved with me. And I just think being a woman, being a mom in this day and age and always is challenging and more than a place to find great clothes at a reasonable price. I wanted it to be an experience that women could come in and feel supported, lifted up, encouraged. I became a mom after opening the store and it's been amazing. Just the camaraderie I have and the relationships I've built with my customers and our staff. And it's been such an incredible journey. And my goal was to have an affordable boutique for women in St. Louis. And now it's to touch as many women as I can. It happens to be through clothing and an experience where they get to take a little time for themselves and get dressed up. And we have casual mom on the go things. We have outfits for a date night or work, whatever your path is, and whatever you need, we want to be there for you. And sometimes it's just coming in to talk to a familiar face.
So now you know, as I started talking, you're like thinking, you're listening to this going, why are we talking about a boutique? This is why I was so excited to have you come on, because all those things that you said, that's how I feel. That's how I feel when I walk in your store. And you do have two daughters, and tell us their ages.
I have a 5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
So it's challenging for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Being a mom and wanting to have the career that you love. And that was the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about. So we have two kind of different things here. But back to the boutique. If you are local to the St. Louis area, stop in and see. But otherwise, go to leopardboutique.com. But what you were saying about the experience and coming in, I came in and did this photo shoot with you guys, and it was, remind me again,
Modeling Moms.
Modeling Moms.
Was the concept that we started, and it has you don't have to be a mom, but a lot of our customers are, you know, our target demographic is 30 to 60, and a lot of women in that age, in that bracket, are moms. So it started out, I started to get tired of these stock photos that our vendors would send us of a size 2, 24-year-old woman that just wasn't representative of our customers and didn't give me a feeling. And I wanted to portray that. Jill and I were just talking a little bit. We were just talking about social media and how it's a necessary evil, I feel. But it's leading to comparing yourself, your body, it can go down a crazy, crazy road.
Yep.
So I wanted badly, and it's taken a while, but I really feel like we're doing a good job of it. I wanted our social media to be representative of what we're trying to do. So we use customers, moms, women, as our models. And we do these photo shoots, and it's just a freaking blast. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yes,
it's playing and dressing up and having fun and taking pictures that you just never would have these pictures of yourself otherwise.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And it is an experience. And then we have these great photos and we pass the photos along to them. And it kind of, so take a look at our social media, our Instagram or Facebook, and see, you'll get to see our customers as our models. And it's just so meaningful to me.
Which is, what is your
Leopard social, Boutique?
That's it.
Easy
Leopard
peasy.
Boutique. Oh, and then I'll go ahead and say, if you follow me on Instagram at Two Kids in a Career, you'll also see that I have my profile picture for Jill Devine, and that is one of the photos from the wonderful modeling that I did. Because what happened too, and I think a lot of women feel this way, you think you look one way when you look in the mirror, and you feel like you can't dress a certain way or wear a certain thing. And then when I came in, I'm like, oh, I need this size. You're like, no, I think you need this size. I'm like, no, Rachel, that's a lot smaller than I need. And you just said, just try. Please just try. You're the expert. You're the one that knows. And I wish I could just shop all the time with you, because you do. That's what you do. You know what is going to make a woman feel better about what she looks like. And I've said this in other episodes. We dress for other women. It's kind of crazy and it's kind of insane and it's kind of crappy, but we do. But if I have another woman that helps me show off whatever it may be to help me feel more confident, I need that.
I know. And a lot of women do. It's not, you're not alone. A lot of women feel that way. And that's what we're there to do. I mean, all myself and we have grown to, I like still can't even believe this. We have 22 employees right now, which blows my mind. And they're all incredible. And I have my employees to thank and our customers to thank for where we are and for letting me do this job of helping women find clothes, building their confidence, creating these relationships, and just building positivity. There's not enough positivity. And as a mother, this goal I had has only been magnified. It's that much more important to me. I want my girls to grow up just feeling positive and feeling encouraged and just happy.
In previous episodes, that is a common theme with the mothers that I've talked to who have daughters. I constantly say, I just want them to grow up without self-esteem issues, which I don't think is always the case. As each woman I've talked to has said, we all are I don't think there's one woman out there who ever feels like she is at her best. We're at a work in progress. And so I don't want my girls to grow up with self-esteem issues. I want them to be kind. I want them to just love who they are.
Absolutely. But we have to do that as an example.
That's the problem.
And it's really hard. And I think giving yourself forgiveness for the days that you don't do that is okay. Because seeing you fail and then pick yourself back up is important for them to see also.
So how are you, Rachel, juggling it now with this career that you're so passionate about and your girls? And that's kind of what this podcast is about. I mean, a lot of it is about that, juggling the career and also empowering women. And you're doing it all with what you have right here in the St. Louis area, also online with your boutiques.
I mean, it is definitely, as all mamas know, it is definitely a struggle. That being said, I also just want to give like a huge shout out to those stay-at-home moms, because that is a job. I mean, that is a hard, hard job. And we have a lot of stay-at-home moms that somehow are able to sneak out, bring the stroller in. We're stroller friendly. Come and bring the kids and take a break, because it's hard. And I am very, very fortunate and blessed to have, I have a few weekdays. I'm off Sunday, Monday, and Thursday right now. My schedule changes and, you know, it's a little different all the time, which is something I've had to kind of learn to live with. And it's okay. But those days, those Thursdays, all day with the girls, it's really hard. It's really, really hard. And I think about the stay-at-home moms that don't have the adult interaction.
Or the help.
And it just is such a job. So props to them, for sure. And I feel very lucky to have my career, even though there are days that it's hard and it's a scramble and getting ready and getting kids ready at the mm-hmm. same time. And there are so many days that my fuse is so short because I have so many things to do. And I do make a mistake and I mess up and I yell when I shouldn't. But then having the opportunity to show them, my oldest is 5, so she kind of knows what I do, and she thinks she's gonna, you know, run Leopard someday. And and she can. She absolutely can. I hope she does. But that opportunity for her to see me doing this, and like I said, it really is more than just clothing. It is building up women. And she's seeing these relationships that I'm building with our customers. She'll hear about me talking about different women. And she saying positive things about these customers that give me so much energy in life. And then our employees, too. She knows many of them and gets to see these girls doing different things. And since we have grown quite a bit, one of the girls who started with us is just a Sunday employee, so I could be off on Sundays, is now goes on buying trips with us. And a girl who started just to help me so I could have my Monday off, she's our district manager and they both work full time now. And we have a creative director who's incredible at building up women, and all these women that have found their little their spot. And another thing that we do at Leopard with our employees, and this was something that was really important to me, and it sort of touches on the balance thing that you're talking about, this work-life balance with moms. I worked in retail previously, and I knew, you know, it was late nights, it was always weekends, and it was in retail management, it was like 50-hour work weeks, and I couldn't escape it, and I was missing bridal showers and baby showers and just family time, and I knew that that wasn't going to work if I wanted to have a family. And I was lucky enough to have a husband who believed enough in me and my dream to have a boutique and let me do that. And once it happened and we opened, I said, this is not going to be that place. I want women to be able to come and work here. We consider a 30-hour work week full time.
Wow.
Our full time staff gets insurance.
And that's a big deal for small businesses.
It is. But you have to, as in, you know, I was in retail forever, and those are the types of things that the flexibility, not working every Saturday. And yeah, are there Saturdays? Of course, that's a busy shopping day, but no one has to work every Saturday. I just refuse. I will not allow that. You can't do that forever. You'll burn out, and we all need balance in our life, and it needs to start. You have, a job that gives you helps you with the balance. It's a struggle for women. You need to find it on your own and figure out your own way. And I think of moms with little ones, you know that you find your balance, And then the next day, your kid goes into a different stage and the balance is all messed up.
It all changes.
You got to find your new balance and then it changes again. But being flexible and knowing that that's the case is important. And we have, I mean, I want our staff to have kids if that's what they want and to have time with them and to still have a job that they can come and talk to other women about being moms and their struggle and their situation and just everything.
I definitely, again, I said it earlier, I feel all those things when I walk into your store. When you mentioned sometimes days are a little bit more crazier than others and you might yell, and you do feel guilty about that when you yell at your kids because you know it's not their fault. I think what I've learned, and I'm still learning, you know from your five-year-old...
That she's smarter than me. And yeah. Sometimes I just need to listen to what she says.
And when they're two, those emotions are insane. And so we're learning through their teachers, well, the oldest, you know, the emotions for the two-year-olds, it's out of control and they don't know how to express it. And she said, the problem is so many times parents, this sounds crazy, but you don't talk to your toddler like they're a human being. And we've talked so much about that. She said it's very instant for some parents to just go out of control if their kids don't listen the first time. And she's like, you have to talk to them. Have the real conversations with them. It doesn't matter if they're 2.5. Talk to them. And so I've started talking and trying to do this. When I get frustrated, take a deep breath, and a little bit later I'll say, Lou, I'm really sorry that I got upset with you. Let me tell you why. And she probably doesn't fully understand, but I think she understands more than we give her credit for.
Absolutely. That age definitely understands more than we give her credit for.
I mean, I'm definitely not perfect at all, but I'm trying to be the best parent that I can always be. And I always say this to Brian, I just don't ever want to set her up for failure. That's my biggest thing. I don't want to set her up for failure. I need to watch the things that I say about myself. I need to watch my actions. I need to be a positive role model for her and her sister. And it's hard. It's a very hard job to do.
It is. It is. But I think we also, like I said this earlier, we have to give ourselves a break. I notice this now because I find myself doing it to when I see women that are pregnant. I remember when I was pregnant, people smiling at me, just like women smiling.
And
women
do that.
Are not like that in general. We're
right.
Kind of catty.
Right.
And when I was pregnant, just women would smile at me. And now I do it. And it's because you become a mother and you have the support of other moms. So if we can just treat ourselves the way we treat these pregnant people at the grocery store that we don't even know.
Right.
And give ourselves a little bit of that grace. I think our girls and boys need to see us doing that too. But I mean, again, I'm not perfect either. None of us are. And that's okay. That's okay.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer. Are you familiar with Rachel Hollis?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of what you have been saying today reminds me of Rachel Hollis, and your name's Rachel. How crazy is that?
I like that.
But she talks about a lot of the stuff that you talked about. I was instantly thinking about, and I never even really thought about this until I read the book, and even hearing you say it, showing your children the hard work ethic that you have, and then they see it, and then they see what they can do, and that anything is possible. And sometimes we don't think along those lines. We're like, okay, I got to do this. I'm not doing it because I want to. I'm just doing it. But that's not how it is. Like, I mean, I have to go to work because I love what I do.
And once you get there, it's fine. Sometimes it's just the getting there. And sometimes I have a job that I love. I absolutely love it. I know in my mind that I love my job and I'm at home and I'm like, I don't want to go to work.
Yes.
Even though I have the job that my dream job.
Yes.
But it's this, when you're going to work, getting ready to go to work and you have your kids right there, it's just right there in front of you, the two worlds you're juggling. And it's too apparent. But that, you know, when you do working moms, when you have your time with your kids, and I need to be better about this too. And it's hard if you're self-employed or if you have a job that, you know, you can check your email and from your phone and you get alerts. But if you can try to be there and present with your kids when you're with them, and then there and present at work when you're at work. I mean, it does help, but that's just another thing that some days I'm really good at and some days I'm really bad at.
Okay, Rachel, I have some more stuff to talk to you about. So will you stick around for a part two?
I absolutely will.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you're feeling really generous, write me a review. And don't forget to join me next week for a new episode of Two Kids and a Career.